Are you guilty of greed? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When we think of greed, I feel like my mind at least conjures up these ideas of dragons and goblins and caves full of gold, because in literature, in movies, that is what greed is often associated with. It's this big dramatic thing. But is that what greed always looks like? Do you have to be a dragon to experience greed? No, and that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Guilty of Greed, Part 1, by Hannah Howe. I am guilty of greed. It's one of those sins that seems to keep popping up in my life, sometimes in the same old ways, sometimes in new and surprising ways. But I'm thankful that God keeps pointing out this sin in me as I read His Word. It's uncomfortable and sometimes downright appalling to realize how guilty I really am. But God's correction also gives me hope. I know it's because of mercy that He sheds light on our sins. He wants us to repent, to turn away from sin and back to Him, so He can lavish us with forgiveness and help us live the good life He has called us to. Greed seems like a complicated thing, but in English, the Merriam-Webster dictionary only has one definition for greed: a selfish and excessive desire for more of something, such as money, than is needed. That definition gives me pause. How often do I crave more of something than I really need? More time, more food, more things and stuff, and yes, more money. The frightening thing is, our greed hurts our neighbors. When we are only focused on ourselves, we neglect the needs of others, and even oppress them by our selfishness. So what do we do when, by God's mercy, we recognize greed in our lives? We turn to Jesus. When He suffered the cross, He took all our sin upon Himself, including greed. And when He rose from the grave, He declared that all who trust in Him are dead to sin and alive in Him. That means we are forgiven and we have been freed from the power of sin. The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have everything we need in Jesus, so we don't need to chase after created things. What a relief. Greed is a cruel master, always demanding more, but Jesus has set us free. He is a kind and gentle shepherd, and in His love, we find rest. So let's talk about this more together. In what ways have you been guilty of greed? Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus about this, confessing your greed, resting in His forgiveness, and pondering how He may be inviting you to rely on Him and move forward into the good life He has called you to. What questions do you have about money and greed? Who are trusted Christians in your life who you could have open and honest conversations with about these things? If you want to dig deeper, read Psalm 23, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, and John 10. As you and I can read in Luke 12, 15, "Then He, Jesus, said to them, 'Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions.'" No, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 6, verses 19 through 34, and Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 20, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Has the Lord been teaching you something new recently, like how He taught Hannah how to handle greed? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us and share that experience. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Opposite of Greed, Part 2, with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.